This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Sweet Kelby, coming to you from our home at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Jabba the Musk continues to actively ruin. We do have a little snow falling in Racine. Pretty light right now, but might be enough just to make things a little bit slickery. So be careful out there. Watch your speeds. Please remember that no matter what you drive, the laws of physics still apply to you.
I got all-wheel drive, baby. I drive how I want.
Coming up on Monday.
Yeah.
Very excited to have him back. It's been a couple of weeks. Matt Randolph is Mr. Global.
Yes.
Oil and gas industry experts. Donald Trump says he's going to drill, baby, drill in his next administration. Matt's going to be here to explain what that would mean for you and me.
And he has been going pretty hard on YouTube lately, and I would just very much suggest you look for one of his videos came out this week, which is a 35-minute video of his story.
It's fascinating.
It's very, very good, and it just gets you up to speed with what he's doing and what the things he speaks to us about. Just take a listen. When he's on next week, I'll link it in the show notes. But it's a really good watch.
Get to know Mr. Global.
Exactly.
Well, and again, he calls himself an oil and industry gas expert. That's not a self-appointed title.
No, it's not.
And that's something you have to earn.
Yeah, and we'll talk to him about that, too, next Monday.
Also coming up on Monday, excited to bring it back, Beyond the Cheese, our segment where we feature businesses in Wisconsin that are outside of the dairy industry. Very, very excited about this. Stephen Aronson from Wisconsin Knitwear is going to be here. It's a company based in Milwaukee, and they are still producing knit hats and all kinds of things. And this is a business that his grandfather started. So they've been around in Milwaukee for a really long time. He's going to be coming in studio. Very excited about that. I understand there could be new hats involved.
Oh, baby.
I know. We can only hope. So that's all coming up on Monday. Mr. Global at 10:33 and then Beyond the Cheese at 11:06. I hope you can join us. It's 11:54, Calvin. That means it is time for
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Jason Kendall in Law and Crime. Headline reads, I just need a couple of points. Florida woman accidentally texts narcotics investigator instead of her drug dealer for fentanyl hits. I hate when that happens. Florida woman, shock, facing criminal charges after authorities say she accidentally texted a sheriff's official whose number she saved because they were similar, his initials are similar to her drug dealers.
I mean, just starting the Florida year out right. Mwah, chef's kiss.
41-year-old Octavia Wells now facing charges of unlawful use of a two-way communication device.
All right.
Possession of drug paraphernalia and driving with a suspended license. This all came to light December 31st when the sheriff's office investigator got a series of unsolicited text messages from someone called Octavia. She said she just needed a couple of points. Apparently, that is referring to 1/10 of a gram of fentanyl. Octavia also told the sheriff's official that she had $45 to spend. They set up a place to meet. Deputies found her driving on a highway. She was driving on a suspended license. She pulled into the agreed meeting location to get the drugs. When she was stopped at the gas pumps, got out at the vehicle, a deputy approached her while she was standing there. She admitted that she was there to buy a small amount of fentanyl because she was going to go to rehab that day.
Well,
you want a little bump before you go in?
Sometimes people do that. They get high before they go in, so that because they're going to have to, it's not going to be good.
The defendant said she mistakenly texted an investigator whose number she had, whose initials matched her drug dealers. if there's a lesson to be taken from this, maybe spell out the whole name.
Well, why do you even have a cop's number in your phone to begin with?
That's like,
unless you're an informant.
I don't think that was the case.
Well, then it's too much Florida for me.
A search of a vehicle turned up tinfoil used to smoke fentanyl test strips with straws used to smoke it, a digital scale, and straws under her driver's seat. She has posted bond and ordered not to possess or consume booze. She is scheduled to appear in court at the end of this month. But again, this shouldn't be a thing. Oops. Wrong number edition. Calvin, that wraps it up for today.
This shouldn't be a thing.
And if you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. JaneSays, janesays@civicmedia.us. We have news coming up next. Todd Alba from noon to 2 p.m. Maggie Dawn takes over from 2 to 4. Dominic Salvia, 4 to 6. Lightening it up with Pete Schwabba, 6 to 8 p.m. You were on last night.
I was on last night. It was so much fun. I gave my popcorn pick of the week, a wonderful movie that I can't remember the name of it right now, actually. Totally.
It was that impactful.
Movie.
You can always...
Wicked Little Letters.
Oh, Wicked Little Letters. There. Yeah, you can also always listen to all of our shows in podcast form.
Mm-hmm.
If you miss it live, go to civicmedia.us. Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and texting and for listening. It absolutely means the world. I hope you find some joy over the weekend and you get the chance to share it. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you Monday.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.